Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Malcolm Hood. Yes, I. Beautifully good. First day here. The metaphoric eighth day. Right, from Sunday to Sunday, first day to first day. So here we come into the metaphoric eighth day, the eighth day. And even scripture even speaks that way of an eighth day. And this will be counting from the first day, from the Ehud in the Royal Amharic Ehud, from the Ahad, from the first Ahad, Ahadu, Amlak, Yahuwah Ahad here from the first day to the first day. And so here, we're at the eighth day of Hanukkah, Maccabee Fighting Isla Day. We have this 10th Torah reading and feeding right here in the season. Mikate. Kate means end, and me is like a preposition in the Hebrew, like from, the sense of it in that sense. Mikate, from the end. So here we have Yosef, Yahawasaf, Joseph's story right here. Now, what's particularly interesting, hopefully we have time to elaborate on it a little bit more, but I've heard some people say, oh, well, there's not like, you know, a lot of like Egyptian things in the scripture. Some people say things like that or certain words, but I guess they don't know how to really read the Hebrew. But we find in even Joseph's name, Ankh. In other words, a Hebraic transliteration of Ankh, and also following through in the Metzav Kedus in the Book of the Seven Seals, we find the name that Joseph was given, Afnat Paneach, right? Or some say Paaneh in that sense. But what's notable is that last H sound is like the KH sound, like Ankh, like you say Bach, Ankh, right? Paineach, like Pianki. We've heard that name, an Egyptian name of historical persons with Pianki or Pianki, as some would say. So Joseph's name is of particular interest. And in fact, we like to even grab the Metaphy Cycle, you know, the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary on that. But here, just to honor here for the first day service, we're on the first day service right here. So from the Liturgy of His Majesty, from the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, what is said in the liturgy on the first day, here.
Sos enya be'elete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wada ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba. Commitmentana yilayena yohona fetsmoibel. Sidkin yasara senvetin yakabram sohulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Astafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. I'm living ever faithful, ever sure. I'm vision made for the lamb shall overcome them, because he's king of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. I'm vision made for the lamb shall overcome them, because he's king of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. I'm vision made for the lamb shall overcome them, because he's king of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
Yes, 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 is a Kalonji right there. Yeah, the Sabbath. Sabbath, I and I future, that rest, that idyllic rest, even of the Gan, the Aden. So here, let's touch on Joseph's Egyptian name that we discern in it, the Ankh, or life, your life, the life principle. It's interesting, I think the translation also brings that out in the sense of the name Joseph. His name Joseph becomes the second, you know, after the Pharaoh. Now, it's interesting if we look at Egyptology or some of the, you know, art and fact of Egypt and try to, like, figure in, you know, some have even pointed to the one they call Joseph, right? Joseph, his Egyptian name right now, I want to bring it forward. But it's interesting, his construction of his name, right, almost matches a little bit, not to the Joseph name, but to the way the name is constructed in ancient Egypt. But some liken Joseph to kind of an Imhotep. Now, we're not saying that Joseph was Imhotep, but it's interesting the typology that we have there. But let's zoom in here from the scripture, a little bit of metaphysics while brothers and sisters and ones gather in as we're here, you know, on the first day service here, Meek 8, in the scripts at the end of two full years. That's how it's brought out at the end. And so here we have the dreams of Paro, of Pharaoh, Paro, the great house, is what it brings out even in ancient Egypt, the connection of the Hebrew Pharaoh refers to the great house, not so much the Sutenet, the Sutenbat, the particular terminologies the ancient Egyptians used or may have used, like king sense. But here we get Joseph, who is being raised to this station of prominence because of his ability to interpret, you know, to interpret dreams, right? Both in the prison house where he went there on some false charges. He was accused of rape or some molestation when, according to the Hebrew narrative, he sought to avoid that. But, you know, the Egyptian woman being scorned, you know, such and such was the case. So he spent about 2 years in the prison house. But even there, because of his way, you know, his Hebrew way, his way of righteousness in tune with the source, he rose to prominence. And so the butler, right? It was the butler, because the baker, I think, lost his head, right? But the butler, right, both their heads was to be lifted up. And it's interesting how Joseph discerned, right, that the butler, the one who handled the cup or the chalice, he would be restored to his office, right? The one who bore the Egyptian ruler, the Paro's cup, right, will be restored, but the baker would lose his head. So even that lifting up of the head is an interesting sense. One lifting up in honor and one being lifted up as one being hung. And so Joseph had said in the previous Torah portion to him, like, you know, when things go well with you, like, remember me. An interesting kind of Old Testament where Joseph is looked at as to be a type of Moshiach or type of Christos, a type of Christ, that sense of remember me, right? And it took about 2 years later until the Sutenet, Sutenbat, the Melech, the king of Egypt, that Paro, the one of the great house, he had his dreams, and his dreams, you know, were doubled over, and they disturbed him, and he called in his wise men, magicians, whatnot, of Mitzrayim, and they did not be able to give him a satisfactory interpretation. And then we have the butler remembering, you know, there was this Hebrew, right, who had accurately, rightly interpreted his dream. In fact, the two dreams that both men had were similar, with their heads being lifted up. But in the butler's dream, he will be restored, and the cupbearer, he will be restored to his position, while the other one, the baker, would lose his head. So he remembered after 2 years, thus the significance of the Hebrew title for this Shabbat, Miketz, and he had the first day, the first light, the Sunday service, Miketz. And we are also here in the season at the end, as it were, of Hanukkah, right? This remembrance, Hanukkah, the Maccabees, Maccabee fighting Island Day, with the first day, the Sunday, being the eighth, right? Being the eighth and the fulfillment day. Right. So here Zafnat or Zafenat Pa Ne'ah, the way the English brings it out. Or Zafnat Pa Ne'ah, Pa Ne'ah, Pa Ankh, Pa Ankh, Pa Ne'ah, right? Pa Ne'ah, right? So here, the Hebrew is brought out from ancient Mizrahi, ancient Kemetiu, and some of it can be discerned as the Savior speaks a couple of the Hebrew from ancient Mitzri that's brought out here of Joseph's Egyptian name or his title name was the Savior speaks and lives. Interesting that the second part is and lives and in the Panea or Pa-Ne'ank, Pa-Ank, Pa-Ank, that it has the Ankh sense, which we are told has to do with life, a principle of life. So the Savior speaks and lives. Also the name Zafnat Paneach, right, is health of the world. Zafnat Paranki, right, is Savior of the universe, the universe, salvation of the age, Savior of the dynasty, right, sustainer of life of the world. Some of how Joseph's Egyptian name, this is the name that Paro, that the Sutenet, Sutenbat, the king or the ruler of the great house in Egypt, gave to Yosef in Genesis chapter 41, verse 45. Now the metaphy cycle of the name Zafnat Paneach, Paneachi, Zafnat Paneach, the meta is that Paro, representing the great house, called Joseph Zafnat Paneach, the Savior who speaks and lives, Pa-Ne'ach, Pa-Ankh, right? Savior of the universe, salvation of the age, sustainer of the life of the world. Or as Charles Fillmore in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary defines it, quote, governor of the district of the place of life. And this seems to bring out a little more accurately the nuance of Joseph's Egyptian name here preserved in the Hebrew, Zafnat Paneach, Pa'ankh, right? Governor of the district of the place of life. This indicates clearly that the generative center in man, right, in the human being, the organism, is to be ruled by the state of consciousness in that Ha Elohim, the true power, the true God, the source, through the indwelling Christ, the indwelling Tawahido, the indwelling Christos Moshiach, is the directive power. And here in this time, in this season, brings to mind the menorah, the lampstand, with its three branches on one side, and there's three branches on the next side, and in the center is the Shemesh. In the Hebrew, the Shemesh, like the sun, the Shemesh, or that central branch, and how it was said that the three branches on one side and the three branches on the other side were to be like pointed toward the center, and the sense were kind of fed off of the center. Right, and here in one of the miracles of Hanukkah, where one day's worth of oil being symbolic of the spirit, lasted for 8 days. In other words, lasted from the first day of the Shabuah to the next first day, right? Lasted not just the Shabuah, the week, or the strong, the 7 days, but lasted from the first to the first, basically 8 days, right? And then eight, also the number eight, you know, we have in that number eight, both the principles according to divine mathematics of build or destroy, but also the sense of an infinity, right? Infinity, right? So here, once again, looking at the name of Zafnat Paneach, 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 the name of Joseph, governor of the district of the place of the Ankh, symbolizing from ancient Egyptian life. This indicates clearly that the generative center is to be ruled by the state of consciousness in that Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, who would be the nature of natures or like the God of gods, through the indwelling, that indwelling Christos, the indwelling anointed, the ointment, the oil. So you would say Christos, Messiah, it can refer to the man in its root as a verb. It refers to the act of anointing. And, of course, by reference to that which anoints or that which is the ointment, which is the oil, so that indwelling, the tawahido Christos, the indwelling Christ, like the central shaft of the menorah, right, is the directive power, right? And that will correspond in man to the Sephiroth, Hebraically the Sephiroth, or in using the Hindu kind of word, the chakras or the seats, the wheels in man, right? Like the menorah, we have the three above the heart, right? And then we have the three below the heart, but the heart, heartical, right? The heart is the center. Now we get to understand and understand and discern that Joseph, or to say like Jah adds, he who be who he be as Joseph, down in Mitzrayim in Egypt, he manifests the, it portrays, it gives a word picture of the involution. The involution. You've heard about evolution here, the Maccabee fighting Isla days. We have the Maccabee revolution, right? But here we're speaking of involution, like going into the innermost of the innocent, going into the holy place, right? The involution of a high spiritual idea, of that high spiritual idea or that seed, that word, we can say, right? And the word became flesh. The several visits of his brothers, of Joseph's brethren, to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, for corn, and the finally we get a reconciliation, right? We get this theme of reconciliation. And in that, the potential for even that kind of redemption, right? And that sets the stage here as we fulfilling here the first book of Moshe for the second book known as Shemot in the Hebrew, the names are called Exodus, right? So these are symbolical. They're word pictures and symbols, right? Symbolical representation of the manna in that we, I and I, make connection with the obscured, that which is obscured vitality, the obscured vitality in the organism. You know, we in a world where a lot is focused on that which is outside, and much that's outside is no doubt necessary for life and liberty, but it's forgetting about that inner vitality that's obscured, right, by kind of like a sense of almost imbalance, right, living from the outer resources, but forgetting the inner resource, that obscured vitality in the organism, that oil in I lamp, right? That oil, that spirit, that iron, and the importance of the central shaft, even like the menorah, the heart chakra, right, to feed the three above and the three below. So making that connection with the obscured vitality or itality, so to speak, in the organism, to say in the carbon organic in the body, and finally bring all of our faculties. Now, according to the Hebraic teaching and even the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, there are like 12 faculties in man, corresponding in one sense to the 12 tribes of Israel, also the 12 disciples, and also to the 12 signs. That's called the zodiac, our faculties in conjunction with that inner vitality, with that central, the indwelling, the tawahido, that indwelling Christ, that indwelling Moshiach, that indwelling spirit and oil and light to keep it lit. So here's an interesting bringing out of Joseph's Egyptian name, Afnat Pa. Anayach, Pa'ank, or Pa'anki, right? Bringing out the name again, the Savior speaks and lives. Or as Charles Fillmore of the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary and also his wife, Cora Fillmore, as he brought out, governor of the district of the place of life, Pa'ank, Pyonki, right? Afnat Pyonki, the governor, right? The governor of the district, of the place, of life, of liberty, speaking of the generative. Now, in man, the generative function is like the lower, is the lower chakras, right? The so-called lower sephirot, the lower ciphers. Now, here, as we are entering into Egypt and the tribes of Israel are entering into Egypt, it's advisable for the Talmudim, the disciples, the Dek Amezamorit, it's advisable to study up on the metaphysics, right, the metaphysics of Egypt. And as we go through the narrative to see the connection, both on the temporal, the outer, or the natural, the fire cycle type, and then see how it reflects also the metaphysical type. And from that, you know, there are principles and precepts that we can apply to I and I life, I and I liberty, you know, to I and I trinity, to the spirit, the soul, to the body, right, and also to wealth, you know, the body, health, and wealth. So Egypt right here, 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 this is interesting. Both Joseph, the name Joseph, and also Egypt would be very, very important to get into the metaphysics, right, of Egypt, right, in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, and also Joseph. Give me one moment just to share a brief portion on Joseph, since Joseph is a primary character, as Joseph is a type, right? He's a type of Christ. We can see within Joseph's life and liberty, right, that struggle, we can see that Christ, that Messiah, that messianic anointing, even in the character of Joseph, right, his different trials and tribulation, even for his brothers who sought to kill him because of jealousy, right, that he did not have like, well, you did it to me, I'm going to do it to you sort of a way. So he is an extraordinary, you know, character right there, but that is one of the kind of the foretelling, like the fore, almost like a forerunner, right, showing the Christ, the indwelling Messiah, the indwelling Christ, life and liberty, the ancient Tawahido even manifested in Joseph, right, in his deed. So Joseph, just a look on Joseph right here, Joseph means whom Jah will add to, who Jah or Jehovah will add to. So the Joseph, Eo, Yah, Yahweh, Yao, Yahuwah, Yao, Yao, right, Yosef, whom Jehovah there being contracted, the sonics being contracted, Yosef, will add to. Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Yahweh, shall increase. Seth, like Asaph, remember like the Psalms, Asaph means the gatherer, also in the sense to increase. Even in the Amharic, we have like Asa, even in the name of the physical, one of the physical sons of his majesty, we have Asa Wosin, right, which means like to increase the border, so to speak, you know, Asa, right, Asa, that sense of Asaph and Seth, to increase. He shall increase progressively, bringing out Joseph, Yosef, Ayusef, Yosef's name. He shall increase progressively from perfection to perfection. The idea of Joseph's name, remember his mother, Rachel, Rachel, the beloved wife of the patriarch Jacob, named him when she finally had her own youth, her own child. She named him Joseph because she called his name Joseph, saying that Jehovah add to me another son. And thus you can understand and hopefully understand the significance here in this 10th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, and here on the first day, the Ehud, right, gathering, that Benjamin, Binyamin, Benjamin, right, Benjamin, looking at Benjamin as well, what was so important about Benjamin, that Benjamin, in a sense, little Benjamin, Jamin, becomes the center almost of a narrative right behind Joseph. In a sense, he becomes good to his name that the father, Jacob, renamed him, Ben Yamin, son of my right hand, while his mother named him Ben Oni, or son of my sorrow, right? So we have Joseph here, the son of Jacob. He's the elder of two that was born and birthed to him by Rachel, by Rachel. And she called his name Yosef, saying that Yahweh, hey, Jehovah, add to me another son. So we have this in Genesis chapter 30, verse 24. There's also Genesis chapters 37, 39, 41, 42, and chapters 46 to 50 concerning Joseph, Yosef. Jacob's blessing of Yosef is also important as we move forward in Genesis chapter 49, verses 22 to 26. A look of it right here is that Yosef, Ayusef, Yosef, Yawasef is a fruitful bow, a fruitful bow by the fountain. His branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and persecuted him. But his bow abode in strength and strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty one of Yaakov, of Jacob. From thence, from there, is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, even by the Elohim, the power of thy father, thy patriarch, who shall help thee, and by Shaddai, by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with Berkot, blessings of Shemaim, of the heavens above, Berkot, blessings of the deep that coucheth beneath, Berkot, blessings of the breast and of the womb of the matrix, the Berkot, the blessing of Abika, of the I Ab, the I Father, have prevailed above the Berkot, the blessings of my progenitors, to the utmost bound of the everlasting of the eternal hills. They shall be on the head, the Rosh, the Rosh, the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren, that was separate from his brethren. So that right there is the Berkot, the blessing that the patriarch Yaakov gave to Joseph. Now, just hear, 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 since this is Joseph, Yosef's story, and we also like to emphasize some Berhana Selassie, right, Bob Marley. That tune right there is like redemption. It's like redemption song. Redemption song, no doubt, was inspired, right, by this word right here, here, here. You know, we're talking about the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him, persecuted him, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. And now we have Moses, Moshe. Moses also blesses, right? Moses also blesses the tribes, and he blessed the tribe of Yosef, of Joseph, through his two sons. Where we left off in the third aliyah, going to pick up with the fourth aliyah here for Mikate and for the Ehud, first day service here on the Mikate, Mikate vibration right here. The two sons, Manasseh, forgetting, and Ephraim, and fruitful or doubly fruitful. So here in Deuteronomy 33, verses 13 to 17, we have the blessing here of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Adonai Master Moses. Here it says, blessed, right? Blessed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, be his land, for the precious things of Shemaim and the dew, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious things of the fruits of the sun, and for the precious things of the growth of the moons, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the everlasting, the eternal hills, and for the precious things of the earth and the fullness thereof and the fullness of her, and the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the Berkot come up on the Rosh, on the head of Yosef, and upon the crown of the head, the Rosh, the Ras, of him that was separate from his brethren. The firstling of his herd, majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he shall push the peoples, all of them, even the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, doubly fruitful. And they are the thousands of Manasseh. So right there, just an opening right here and getting into Yosef and Joseph. And with that there, we play this for I and I, Rastafari Joseph here in the season. Reason for the season. Yes,
old pirate Jesse Rabbi sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
So right there, yes, I, right there, those words coming out from Joseph, the blessing of the patriarch Yaakov. And also note from the previous Torah reading and feeding, did you get it? where it begins off, right, with the generations, right, in the previous Torah reading and feeding, the ninth, it began off with the generation, Vayishlach, right, it began off the generations, and first name that's mentioned is Yosef, and then we read of the love of the patriarch, the father for Yosef, and therefore we also must see the connection with Rachel, with Rachel, and the love, peculiar love that Jacob had for Rachel, and then we see how it's even transferred to the love of his children and the children, the sons, Yosef in the first instant, and then we can see it also in Joseph, when Joseph starts to inquire of these men, of the children of Israel, of his brothers, the same brothers that did not know that he understood them, right? Because he basically was walking like an Egyptian, walking and talking like a Kemet to you, right? You know, no doubt shaved, no beard, and he no doubt mastered the language very well, but he was able to understand his brothers, right, when they spoke. And you can see that they still had what they done did to him, right, on their minds. So here we're going to pick up right here because we left off with Ephraim, right, and Manasseh bringing out the reasons. And we kind of went over it again, like in the Aliyah, bringing out the Hebrew. So you can see that even the naming of the children had a lot to do with the key word. Right, the key word, like when he spoke about, you know, Manasseh, right, he told about how he forgot, you know, forgot what he had gone through in his father's house, Manasseh, so Manasseh, like forgetting, and how Elohim, the true power, true good, the true God, and Netch of Netches had caused him to be fruitful, right, even in this new land, and therefore he named that son Ephraim, right, Afra. Right, to be fruitful in the Hebrew sense, to be doubly fruitful. So we bring that out Hebraically, the two truths, to be like fruitful in the outer things, you know, like the worldly things, and to be fruitful in the inner life, right, in the inner life in the King of Kings Christ. To make this segue right here, as we are at the eighth day, so we have the eighth day reading from the fourth book of Maccabees, right? But here, let's just bring this out that Joseph, a little bit more on the metaphysics right here, just to kind of link where we're at. So as ones hear the words of Torah, ones will see even the extra layers by the Holy Spirit, the Isla Irit, by having oil in one's inner lamp, right? And the lampstand at the heart chakra. In both Jacob's and Moses, Yaakov and Moshe's Berkot, blessing up on all Yosef, upon Joseph, where the text says, quote, that was separate from his brethren. The margin in many of the older Bibles, it gives that is prince among his brethren, that is prince. Now, I read this before, brothers and sisters, and I'm looking for, give me one moment right here. To bring the Torah right here, because I think it has a very interesting Hebrew word that can clarify some of the limited Hebrew words that we have heard, you know, some of the limited Hebrew words that we've heard, because sometimes names are translated, and in the names is key words like Manasseh, Ephraim. It kind of links it, you know, with the roots behind the scenes. But here, let's bring out the blessing here of Joseph, if we may. Okay, Nawadu, give me one moment, brothers and sisters. We'll use the technology, right? Let's see if we can use the technology, and we'll open my sword, right? Just to use the technology. We're going to just bring out what the word is. I think it might have something to do with Nazir. I think if I remember it correctly, it has something to do with Nazir, because the usual word for prince is Nasi. I don't recall that, but we might be misremembering right here. But let's just bring this out right here. That was separate. And give thanks, brothers, and ones might be hitting me up right now with what they found. We'll check it just now, but that was separate. Okay, the crown of the head, that was separate. The word separate is nazir. There we go. Yes, nazir. I know that's that word picture we have with the elder Rastafari, the brethren with the locks, and we talk about the nazir. The nazir. So here we have nazir. Here we have nazir. So where it says, and on the crown of the head of him, that was nazir. That was nazir. Nazir is one who is consecrated or devoted, a Nazirite, consecrated one, devoted, Nazirite, untrimmed, right? An untrimmed one, unshorn one, one who is not shorn, like to say not pruned, like unpruned one. And it's from the Hebrew word nazar. Nazar means to dedicate in another sense, like to dedicate oneself, right, to keep sacredly separate, to keep as a nazir, like a nazir, right? So the connection here is with the Nazirite, even here in Genesis, where it speaks concerning in both of the blessings of Jacob, the patriarch, and Moshe, the lawgiver, that is a nazir. He's a nazir. He's a Nazirite, right? He's a Nazirite among his brethren. He's a Nazirite amongst his brethren. Hold on for a moment. Okay, yeah. And the first word for head in Jacob's blessing, where it says, they shall be on the Rosh, right? They shall be on the Rosh of Joseph, on the Ras of Joseph, and on the head of him. The head here in the Hebrew is Kodkod. Kodkod, and the Kodkod is like the crown of the head, like the top of the head, and it has a sense of the hairy head, like a hairy head, the Kodkod. It's like the top part that is bowed down, the top part, like the top of the head, kind of the place where certain other Yehudi would wear kind of mukas or yarmulkas, in a sense, on the Kodkod, like the top of the head. Right. So, and on the crown of the top of the head of him that was separate, that was a nazir, that was nazir from his brethren. Just to bring out that sense of the nazir, very important consideration when we speak about the Nazirite and even ancient Egypt in a connection. But firstly, secondarily, we have another Joseph in the scripts. Right, in the glory of his majesty, the B-I-B-L-E. We have a follower, Tekatai, a follower of the Messiah, the messianic doctrine, or the Christian, the true Christian teaching, that was surnamed Barnabas. Remember Barnabas? He was surnamed Barnabas, like surname, almost like a last name. You know, some we have brethren that have similar names. You know what I mean? You know, maybe there's a few Davids or there's a few Josephs, so we might add a surname. So they added a surname to Barnabas. Barnabas was his surname because his name was Joseph. Joseph. He was a companion of Paul, a.k.a. Shaul, Rabbi Shaul, right, in many missionary journeys in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 36. Then we have another Joseph. Another Joseph was the husband of Mariam, of Mary, right, of Yeshua, the mother, the Inat, Yesus Inat, the mother of Yesus in Matthew chapter 1, verse 19. Then we have another Joseph, right? We have another Joseph. We have Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph of Arimathea, he was one of the Pharisees that believed in Yeshua like Nicodemus, right? We have Joseph of Arimathea. He was a rich man, and he was a disciple of Yeshua. He was a disciple of Yeshua who begged for Yeshua's body for the proverbial Corpus Christi. He got a habeas corpus. We hear the term habeas corpus. Well, Joseph of Arimathea, he is the rich man and disciple of Yeshua and also one who was of the Pharisees, right? But he believed in Yeshua and he begged for Yeshua's body. He got the early habeas corpus. Right, give me the corpse, right, from Pilatos, from Pilate. And he buried the body of Yeshua HaNotzri, Jesus of Nazareth, in his own tomb, in Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 to 60. And we got one more Joseph, significant Joseph, Joseph called Barsabbas, Barsabbas, not Barnabas, but Barsabbas. There's Barnabas and there's Barsabbas, one of the two who were chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot, Yehuda of Iscariot, right? But the lot eventually fell to Matthias, right? To Matthias and not to Joseph Barsabbas. We have this in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 23. Look more here on the significance of Joseph, because hopefully some of these principles, as you go over the text with the eye of the eye, with the light, the true light, the light of every man, every male or female that comes into the world, you'll see these layers and more. The metaphysics, right, of that was the basic physical, the natural. So now getting to the involution, the higher heights, right, the heavens, as I and I Rastafari say, the metaphysical cycle is Joseph represents the state of consciousness, right? Hebraically, Joseph would represent the state of consciousness in that we, I and I, increase, Seth, Asaf, right, Asafa, Asef, Seth, increase, right, the Lord of the Sith of the increase, in character along all lines, right? So multispectrally, like Joseph increased. In a symbolized sense, he was like, you know, the at 10 in that sense with the rays. In many different ways, the Joseph life, his real life, the real life of Joseph, of our Hebrew brother, helped to increase even the greatness of ancient Egypt and to sustain life, because Egypt had a role to serve, right? A role to serve in Jah prophecy. We not only grow into a broader understanding and understanding, overstanding, but there is an increase of vitality and substance. Vitality and substance. Yosef, Ayusef, right? We can say proverbially the man, the Lord of the Sith, right? Is especially representative of the realm of forms. Joseph is representative of the realm of forms, right? He was clothed with a coat of many colors. So we have the spectrum there, right? The Trinity and the spectrum there. He was a dreamer, right? An interpreter, a right and accurate interpreter of dreams, of the cholem, right? The phenomenal was his seal of action, because Joseph understood the Newman. He was able to interpret the phenomenon or the phenomenal, right, in the field of action. Among the primal faculties, the first faculties, right, the agazi, the free man faculty, the primal faculties in is the mind, right, of the mind is Joseph. He represents imagination. Joseph represents Hebraically imagination at work, imaging at work. It's interesting because in the narrative, he's called Ha'ish in the Hebrew, the man, the Ish, Ha'ish, the higher man. And he's also called Ha'adon. He's called the Lord. Now, the Adon in the Hebrew corresponds, right? Even we study some of the religious correspondence to the Egyptian Aten, to the Aten, right? The Adon, the Aten. Right. And if you look in ancient Egypt, they use the D, relatively few. They use the T sound in place of the D sound within that dialect. But Joseph represents the realm of forms. Right. Among the primal faculty of the mind, Joseph, he represents imagination. This is a faculty in man. It has the power to throw onto the screen of visibility in substance and life forms every idea, every seed that the mind may conceive. While the imagination is a very necessary faculty of the 12 faculties in man and all human beings potentially, the imagination is a very necessary faculty and is powerful and productive. It produces the imagination at work. Yet it is belittled. Imagination is belittled and often ridiculed and scorned by the other faculties of the mind. Get this, check. So at the natural level, Joseph was scorned by his other brothers, right? But then on the metaphysical level, the imagination is scorned by the other faculties of mind. So even one time, you know, ones might even scorn their own imagination. You know, another faculty, the intelligence or reasoning, be like, hey, you're just imagining things. You know what I mean? And therefore, it scorns that particular faculty of mind in the same way that the brothers scorn Joseph, right? While they are unawakened, they scorn it. If your other faculties are not awakened, it will scorn your imagination. And what you need is all the faculties of mind, all the disciples, in other words, but they need to be awakened. They need to be lit. They need to be illuminated, have the true light. While they are functioning in intellectual consciousness instead of true spiritual understanding. So intellectual consciousness is important, but it too is a stepping stone. But some get stuck in it. Intellectual consciousness instead of the true spiritual understanding, overstanding, right, based on that true standing, right? And this is Joseph's, representative of Joseph's brothers persecuting him because they could not see how what he had saw would actually come to pass. They thought, oh, you just big up on yourself. Oh, you just such and such. You think you the favorite. You daddy's pet. You know, they were on some stuff that they should not have been on, but such as the human fallen and rising in grace condition. Joseph in Egypt, in Mizraim, in Kemet, he symbolizes the word. Joseph now in Egypt symbolizes the word of imaging, of imagination in the subconsciousness. Egypt would represent on a certain level the subconsciousness, right? Or the involution, this other kind of revolution, but within of a high spiritual idea, a high spiritual seed. Yosef in Mizraim could be said to represent also our highest perception, our highest perception of truth, dealing with the realm of forms and bringing it into a more orderly state. This is the testimony we have of Joseph, how he brought things into a more orderly state. Joseph, our high ideal of truth, it comes down into the Egyptian, we say the darkness of the sense consciousness. Now, when you look at Egypt, where Egypt is located, when we compare it with Ethiopia, for example, because even the ancient Egyptians said from Ethiopia came the gods, the ancient ancestors, from the highlands. So Egypt and that part of the Horn of Africa is a high elevation, and Egypt is like a low place. Some say that pyramids was built because the people who went there or who were exiled there, however the case may be, right, they had reminiscence of where they were mountains. Therefore, some say, and some truth is to this, that the pyramids represent man-made mountains. Why would they make mountains there and say that their origin was at the source of the Nile, which is Ethiopia and the Horn of Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Wakanda, Uganda, that area there, which is a high elevation. So in this sense, we bring out the sense of Egypt being disilluminated, being on another level as compared to the higher, right, of the sense consciousness, and under the law, Torah, will finally raise it into spiritual light. So in a sense, what the Egyptians were seeking and sought, the Hebrews and Hebrews like Yosef had the key of it. And we can see the two even working together for the benefit, right? Joseph would represent the golden age. Right, things politically change in Egypt. You know, like, you know, politics, right? Sometimes things are good, and then you get a whole new party in power. So now we have Joseph, right, in like a golden age of ancient Egypt. Look at more right here, and we're going to ride up. So Joseph is our high ideal of truth that comes down, right, into Egypt, into this kind of sense consciousness, somewhat illuminated, somewhat disilluminated, but under the law, HaTorah, those principles, right, will finally raise it into spiritual light. In the process, Joseph, he seems to die. Now, see, Joseph is very significant because Joseph, he seems to die, right? Doesn't Joseph seem to die? But his bones, notice this emphasis on Joseph's bones. So it's something else the ancient Hebrews understood and knew. His bones remain. So actually think about it for a moment. This first idea of an ark was actually a coffin, and in particular, a lot had to do with Joseph. This is not the same ark, but here we get a likeness of Joseph, his bones being taken forward. And also, if you get into the metaphysics of what bones are, like a skeleton is a structure, you know what I mean? A structure, you know, so the bones represent that structure. So the substance of truth represented by Joseph's bones is an abiding presence, though its form may be lost to sight. It's interesting because when we look at certain things that occurred around the time of the Exodus, some say that there was even a war. Not war, but there was some fighting because the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, the Kemetic, did not want to release Joseph's bones. You know what I mean? So there was some action that went on to deliver Joseph's bones because it's almost in a similar sense like in Jamaica with the bones of Bob Marley. It was said that Rita and others sought to bring Bob Marley's bones to Ethiopia where, you know, Bob said, Burhan Selassie said some words to that effect, you know, but many of the people in Jamaica oppose that right there. So this interesting link with the bones and the Joseph connection. Got a little bit more on this, but we're going to pause for the chorus right here, you know, and pick up with the fourth aliyah right here. We're about fulfilling here the first hour and pick up where we left off with Joseph, right? And what was the last word? And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for Elohim have caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction, right? Affliction is interesting. Some people see crisis, other people see opportunity. That's also a matter of the imaging, the imagination. Yes, sir. Rastafari. So affliction on the theme of affliction. Yes. Plenty ending. Yes, I, Rastafari. That's right up the fourth Aliyah here for me, Kate, at the end. Yosef's story here also on the eighth day, the first day, the Ehud right here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Riding up. Yes,
here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, here, O Israel. Here, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch haba Yerushalayim. Baruch ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Adonai.
Adonai. Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Affliction. Hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear. Gevir Yisrael. Here for the Ravi'i. For the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, here for this Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end, Sabbath at the end, here, picking up with the first book of Moses, a Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 41, here at verse 53, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, for this Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath at the end, Sabbath from the end. O'atikaleina Sheva Shine Ha Shava Asher Haya Bi Eretz Mitzrayim. And the 7 years of plenteousness, and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt, the land of Mitzrayim, were ended. Watika leina shava shene ha shava asher haya bi eretz Mitzrayim. And the 7 years of dearth began to come according as Yosef had said. And the dearth was in all lands. But in all the land of Mitzrayim, there was bread. And when all the land of Mitzrayim was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh, for bread. And Pharaoh said to all the Egyptians, go to Yosef. What he saith to you, do. Elikhu il Yosef asher yomar lachem ta'asu. Go to Yosef, Yawasaf, Ayusef. What he saith to you, do. Elikhu il Yosef asher yomar lachem And the famine was over all the face of the earth. The famine was al kol lapnei haaretz, was over all the face of the earthly plane. And Yosef and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Mitzrayim. And all countries came to Mitzrayim, came to Kemet, came to Egypt, came to Gibbet, to Yosef, to Joseph, to buy corn, because that the famine was sore in all land. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael. Here, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 42. Joseph, rejected by his brethren, preserves them. Compare and contrast Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 16. Here, Genesis chapter 42. Yosef, rejected by his brethren, preserves them. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do y'all look one upon another?" Wayare Yaakov ki yesha shever be Mitzrayim. Vayomer Yaakov le banayo. Lama titarao. Lama titarao. Now Yaakov saw that there was corn in Egypt. Vayare Yaakov ki yesha shever be Mitzrayim. And Yaakov and Jacob said to his sons, why yomer Yaakov levanayo? Lama titarao? Why, lama, do y'all look one upon another? Titarao. And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Get you down thither there and buy for us, for I and I, from thence, from there, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Mitzrayim in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Yaakov, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, "Lest peradventure mischief befall him. And he said, "Ki amar pen yikara heinu." Ason, ki amar pena yikraenu, ason, lest perhaps peradventure harm befall him. And the sons of Bnei Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, came to buy among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land. He it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him, with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but he made himself strange to them and spake roughly to them. And he said to them, whence come ye? Whence come y'all? From where? Come y'all? Come y'all? Come y'all? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said to them, ye spies, y'all spies, 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 to see the nakedness of the land, y'all are come. And they said to him, nay, nah, Adoni, ah, Adoni, lo, Adoni, no, no, my Lord, no, but to buy food are thy servants come. Lo, Adoni, why, but they ka, baua, lishabara, okel, 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 we, I and I, all one man's sons, we, I and I, true, true, thy servants are no spies. Kulanu abnei isha echada, nachnu kenim, nachnu lo hayu ebadeka miraglim. And he said to them, nay, nah, but to see the nakedness of the land, ye, y'all, are come. Why, Yomer Lehem, lo, kia erwata ha'aretza batema, liro, 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 liro. And they said, thy servants, 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one not. Kulama binu isha echada nachnu akenim nachnu aloha yu abadeka miraglim. Why you marleham? Lo, kia errata haaretza batema lerota. Why you mrua shneima asara evadeka achim enachnu abnei isha echada be'aretza kna'ana. Wehineya hakat ona eta adinu hayom. Ha echada enein, and one is not. We ha echad enein. And Joseph said to them, that is it, that I spake to you, saying, ye, y'all spies. Vayomer Elehem Yosef, who asher divarti elekem leimor niraglim atem. And Joseph said to them, that is it. Who asher divarti, that is it that I spoke to you. Who asher divarti elekem leimor. Miraglim atem, y'all are spies. Miraglim atem, hereby y'all ye shall be proved. By the life of Paro, Pharaoh, ye y'all shall not go forth hence from here, except your youngest brother come hither. Come hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Bezota te ba chenu, hereby y'all shall be proved. Bezota te ba chenu, chay Pharaoh, as Pharaoh liveth, Chai Pharaoh, Ima Tetzrua Mize, Kie Ima Beo, Eachikem, Hakatona Hina, you shall not go forth hence except your youngest brother come hither, come here, sent one of you, Shilchua Mikema Echad, send one of you, Shilchu Mikema Echad, Echad, send Echad, one of you, Shilchua Mikema Echad, and let him fetch your brother, and ye all shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be truth in you, or else by the life of Paro, by the life of Pharaoh, surely y'all spies, y'all are spies. Shilchu mikem echad, v'yikach et achikem, v'atem he'asoru, ויבחנו דבריכם האמת הייתכם ואם לא חפרו כי מרגלים אתם. Send one of you and let him fetch your brother, and ye all shall be bound, that your words may be proved, whether there be truths in you, or else, as Pharaoh liveth, surely, surely y'all are spies. Weim lo che Pharaoh kia miraglim atem, 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 atem. And he put them all together, into ward 3 days. And Yosef and Joseph said to them the third day, this do and live, for I fear, I reverence, I respect Elohim. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. Why yomer lehem? And he said to them, Yosef, Joseph said to them, Bayoma hashlishi, on the third day, Zota esu, wechiyu et haElohim, ani yae, this do and live, Zota esu, 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 wechiyu, wechiyu, and live, wechiyu, et haElohim. Ani yare, for I reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of nature, of nature, of nature, of nature. Ani yare, et Ha Elohim, et Ha Elohim. Ani, 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 ani.
Did he get teased for being mixed?
Yeah, worse than teased. Teased is not the word. You call it rejected. You had to earn his every meal.
My father's a white and my mother black. No, them call me half caste or whatever. Well, me don't depend on nobody side. Me don't depend on the black man's side nor the white man's side. Me depend on God's side. The man who created me, who caused me to become from black and white. Black and white. Black and white. Black and white. Black and white.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the Chamishi Aliyah, hear, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth offering, up offering for this Shabbat, Shabbat Niket, Sabbath at the end, Shabbat Niket, Sabbath from the end. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 42, here at verse 19, for the Chamishi, for the fifth up offering up the fifth reading, here, Shema Yisrael. Im akenim atem ma'achikem echada ye asera b'baita mishamarekema ve'atema l'ku ha'aviyu shevera ra e'vona. Ba, take him. If ye are true, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, go y'all, carry con for the famine of your houses. Im, kenim, atem. If ye are be true. If ye be upright men, im, kenim, atem. Achikem echada ye asera b'baita mishamarekem. Let one of your brethren be bound in your prison house. Achikem echada ye asera b'baita mishamarekem. We atem aliku. Ha viu shever ra evona ba tekem. But go ye all, with atem leku. Go ye, go y'all, with atem leku. A viu shever ra evona ba tekem. Carry con for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother to me, to I. So shall your words be verified, and ye and y'all shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, we, I and I, verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we, I and I, saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, besought I and I, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us. Therefore is this distress come upon I and I. Vayomru ish el achio. And they said one to another, we yomru. And they said, ish, man, el achio. Man to his brother. Ishemim. Aval, Eval, Eshemi, Enachnu Allah, Achinu, Asherarainu, Saranasho, Behita Hanino, Eleinu, Lo, Shamainu, Allah Kain, Ba'a, Eleinu, Hazara. Ha-zot. And they said, man to his brother, Wayomru, ish ella achio, evala, shemim, nachnu ala achinu, asher arayinu, asara nafsho, behita hanino, eleinu, with lo, shama'inu, alkena ba'a, eleinu, ha-zara, ha-zot.
we, I and I, are verily guilty concerning our brother. If Allah is shameen, if Allah is shameen, inachnu Allah achinu, asha arayinu, farata nasho, in that we saw the distress of his soul, his psyche. Asha arayinu, farata nasho. This hitachanino aleinu, when he besought I and I, besought us. Wulo shama'innu, and we would not hear. Al-Kain, therefore, Al-Kain, therefore, ba'a aleinu hat'ara hazot. Therefore is this distress come upon us, upon I. And Reuben answered them, saying, Wayana Ruveno Tama Lemora, spake I not to you, saying, do not sin, do not akaf against the child, and ye and y'all will not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. Hello. Amarti Lekem Lemora Ala Techetaua Bayeleda Wulo Shema Item with Gam Damohine Nidarosh. Nidrash, hine, nidrash. And Reuben answered them, saying, will ya ana Reuben otama lemor? Do, spake I not to you, saying, do not sin against the child? Spoke I not to you? Spoke I not to you? Hello, amarti elekem? Saying, Lemor, do not sin against the child. Ala techetua bayeled. And ye and y'all would not hear. Wulo shema item. Therefore, also behold, wudam, damo. And also his blood. Hine, nidarash. Therefore, also behold, his blood is required. And they knew not that Yosef understood. For he spake to them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them and wept, and returned to them again, and communed with them, and took from them Simeon, Shimon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the way. And thus like this did he to them. And they laded the asses with the corn, and departed thence from there. And as one of them opened his sack to give his ass provender in the inn, he espied his money. For behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said to his brethren, my money is restored. Waya yomera ilachiyo, hushava kaspi, hushava kaspi. My money is restored. Wagam hine, and lo, look, bi ama tachetia. Vayetzea livam, vayayachera dua, isha ilachiyoa lemora. And lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them, and they turned trembling one to another. And they turned trembling, ish ilachiyo, man to his brother, vayecherdu, ish ilachiyo, lemor, saying, what is this that Elohim hath done to us? What is this that Elohim hath done to us? Ma zot asa Elohim lanu? Ma zot asa Elohim lanu? What is this that Elohim has done to us? And they came to Yosef, their father, to the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell them, saying, the man, Haish, Haish, Divera Haisha Adonai Haaretza. The man was the Adon, the Aten of the land. The man, Haish, Diver Haish, Adonai Haaretz, who is the Adon, the Aten of the land, spake roughly to us and took us for spies of the country. Divera ha'isha adonai ha'aretz ha'itanu. Ashota wa itena otanu. Kima raglima et ha'aretz. And we said to him, we, I and I, true men, we, I and I, are no spies. Wa nomera elayo kenim. Inachnu lo hayinu meraglim. We, I and I, 12 brethren, sons of our father, one not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Shenim asara inachnu achim b'nei abinu ha echada enenu. We hakatona hayom etavinu be'aretz Kanaan. And the man, Haish, the lord of the country. Vayomer eleinu. Vayomer eleinu. Haish Adonai ha'aretz. And the man, Haish, the Adon, Adonai ha'aretz, the Aten of the land, of the country, said to us, hereby shall I know that ye, that y'all, are true. Leave one of your brethren with me, and take for the famine of your household, and be gone. And the man, the lord of the country, said to us, Vayomer eleinu ha'ish Adonai ha'aretz bezota eda'a kiya chenim atem achikem ha'echada ha'nichu ha'iti v'eta ravona ba'tekem k'chu wa'lechu. And the man, the lord of the country, Haish Adonai ha'aretz, said to us, hereby shall I know that ye, that y'all are upright men. Leave one of your brethren with me, and take con for the famine of your houses, and go your way. Wa'lechu, wa'lechu, and bring your youngest brother to me. Then shall I know that ye, that y'all, no spies, but y'all, true, 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 will I deliver you, your brother, and ye, y'all, shall traffic in the land, the land, the land, the land, the land. With ha diu eta chikema hakaton elai. With eda kia loa meraglimate. Kia kenima tema eta chikema etena lakema. And bring your youngest brother to me, then shall I know that ye, that y'all are no spies, but that y'all are upright men. So will I deliver your brother, and ye and y'all shall traffic in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid, and Yaakov and Jacob, their father, said to them, me have ye, y'all bereaved of my children. Yosef, Joseph, is not, and Simeon, Shimon, is not, and ye, y'all, will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. Vayomer Elehem Yaakov Abihem. Oti shiakal shikaltema Yosef einenu we Shimon einenu we eta Binyamina tiakachu alai hayu kulana. And Jacob their father said to them, me have y'all bereaved of my children. Vayomer Elehem Yaakov, and Joseph said, and Jacob said, Vayomer Elehem Yaakov Avihem, and Jacob their father said to them, Oti Shikaltema Yosef Oti shekaltem. Me, y'all have bereaved. Me, y'all have bereaved of my children. Yosef, Einenu, Joseph is not. Where Shimon, Einenu, Simeon is not. Where Etabin, Yamin, and Benjamin, Tikahu, alive. And Benjamin, and y'all will take Benjamin away. Hayu Kulanu, upon me are all these things. All these things are against I. All these things are against me. And Yaakov, their father, said to them, me have y'all bereaved. Yosef, not. Simeon, not. And y'all will take Benjamin. All these things are against me. And Reuben spake to his father, saying, slay my two sons. If I bring him not to thee, the I, deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. Vayomer Reuven ilavio lemor. And Reuben spoke to his father, saying, Eta shneya vanaya tamita im lo vienu eleka tina oto ala dani wa. Hani ishia venu eleka. Take thou shalt slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him back to thee. Thou shalt slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him back to thee. Eta shneya vanaya tamit im lo vienu leka tina oto ala yadi wa hani ishi venu eleka. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in which ye all go, then shall ye all bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Vayomer lo yereda b'niya imakem kia achiyoa met. Wehu levado nishar ukarahu. Utrahu ason ba dereka ashera telkua baha wiho raditema eta shevatia bi yagona shola. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead. Wayomer lo yereda biniya imakem. Ki achiyo met, and he only is left with who levado nishar. If harm befall him by the way in which you go, ukraahu asona padereka asher telkubaha, then will ye all bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. With ho raditema eta shebati be yagona shola. And hear, Shema'ah Yisrael. Hear, give ear, Yisrael. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 43. And the famine sore in the land. With ha ra'ava. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said to them, go again, buy us a little food. And Yehuda and Judah spake to him, saying, the man, Ha-ish. The man did solemnly protest to us, to I and I, saying, ye y'all shall not see my face, except your brother with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, with I and I, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send, we will not go down. For the man, Ha-ish, said to us, I and I, ye y'all shall not see my face, except your brother with you. And Yisrael, Israel, said, wherefore dealt ye y'all ill with me, as to tell the man, Ha-ish, whether ye y'all had yet a brother? And they said, Ha-ish, the man, ask us straightly of our state and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have ye y'all another brother? And we, and I told him according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, bring your brother down. And Yehuda said to Yisrael, his father, send the lad with me. Send the lad with I. And we, I and I, will arise and go, that we, that I and I may live and not die. And we, I and I, and thou, the I, and also our little ones. Vayomer Yehuda, Ela Yisrael avio, Shilcha han ara iti, where na kuma, where ne leka, where nichie, where lo namut, gam e nachnu, gam atem, gam at aten. I will be surety for him. Of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not to thee, the I, and set him before thee, the I, then let make I bear the blame forever, for ever. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said to them, if it must be so now, do this, take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry again in your hand, peradventure, perhaps it was an oversight. Ulaya Mishagehu. Take also your brother and arise. Go again to Ha'ish. Go again to the man. Ve'eta achikem kachu. Ve'kumu shuvu illa Ha'ish. And El Shaddai, give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother, and Binyamin, and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. With El Shaddai yitena lachem rachamim lifnei ha'ish. With shilacha lachem eta chikem acher. With eta binyamin. Wahani akasher shacholti, and take also your brother and arise, go again to the man. Ve'eta achikem akachu ve'kumu shuvu il ha'ish, and El Shaddai, El Almighty, give you mercy before the man. With El Shaddai Tena Lachem Rachemim Lifne Ha'ish, that he may release to you your other brother and Benjamin. With Shilacha Lachem Eta Achikem Acher With Eta Binyamin. And as for me, and as for I, Wahani, Wa'ani, and as for I, wa'ani ka'asher, shacholti, if I be bereaved, I am bereaved, shacholti. And the men took that present, and they took double money, in their hand. And Binyamin and Benjamin and rose up and went down to Mitzrayim and stood before Yosef and stood before Joseph. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir Yisrael. Hear for the Sheishi. Here for the Sheishi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth offering up here for this Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end, Sabbath at the end. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis. Here, Genesis chapter 43, verse 16. Verse 16 for the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the Shabbat Miketz. Genesis 43, verse 16. Vayare Yosefa itama eta binyamina vayomer lasher ala beitoa habeya eta ha inashim. Ha? By ha baita ua ut boach tebach we haken kia itia yokolu. Hi, Nashima Bat Ahiraim. And when Joseph saw Binyamin, Benjamin with them, Wayare Yosefa Itameta Binyamin. He said to the ruler of his house, Wayomera La Shara Allah Beitoa. He said to the steward of his house, Have eta hai nashim, bring the men. Have eta hai nashim habaitaha, bring the men into the house. Utabawacha tebacha, and kill the beast. We hakena kia itia yokolua hai nashim. And prepare meat, prepare food, for the men shall dine with me. The men shall dine with I at noon. Bring men home and slay and make ready, for men shall dine with me, with I at noon. Vayare'e Yosefa itama eta binyamin. Vayomer la'asher Allah beto haveya etaha nashima habaitaha utaboacha tebacha wea hakena kia itia yoklu ha nashima batzahorai. And the man did as Joseph bade. And the man, Haish, brought the man into Yosef, into Joseph's house. Wayaasa Haisha ka'asher amara Yosef. Wayaveya Haisha etaha nashima betah Yosef. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Yosef's bait, into Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, at the first hour, I and I brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, against I and I, and fall upon us, and fall upon I, and take I and I for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Yosef's house, of Yosef's bait, and they commune with him at the door of the house, Habait, and said, Oh, sir, we came indeed down to buy food. Oh, sir, I came indeed down at the first to buy food. Wayomru bi Hadoni Ya roda ya radnua batachila lishbara okel. Oh, my Lord, be Adoni. Oh, my Lord, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. Bi Adoni Yarota Yaradnua Batahila Lishabara Okel. And it came to pass when we came to the inn that we opened our sacks, and behold, look, see, here
it is.
Every man's money is in the mouth of his sack. Our money in full weight, and we and I have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, peace to you. Fear not, your Elohim, the Elohim of your father, hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. He brought Simeon, Shimon, out to them. Wayomer, Shalom Alakem, Ala Tiarao, Elohekem, Welohe Avikem, Natan Alakem, Matamon, Be Amite Hotekem. Kasapekem ba elai waya yotzeya elehem eta shimon. And he said, peace be to you. Shalom lachem ala tirau. Fear not, al tirau elohekem welohe avikem, your Elohim and the Elohim of your father, of your patriarch. Elohekem Welohe Avichem Natan Lachem Matamon Be Amit Chotekem Kasapekem Ba Elai, have given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Kasapekem ba elai wayotzei lehem, and he brought to them et shimon, and he brought Simeon out to them. And the man Haish brought the man to Yosef's, into Yosef's bait, into Yosef's house, and gave water, and they washed their feet, and he gave the asses provender. And they made ready the present against Yosef came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into Habait, into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, of whom y'all spake, is he yet alive? Wa'isha'ala lahem li shalom, wa'ya yomera his shalom avikem, ha'zakein ashera amartem, ha'odeinu chai? Is he yet alive? And they answered, the servant, thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. Wayomru shalom li avdeka li avinu odeinu chai. Wayayikadu. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, this your younger brother, of whom y'all spake to me, to I? And he said, Elohim, be gracious to thee. My son, Waisa Ainayo, Wayare eta bina yamin, Achio, Benaimo, Wayomera, Haze, Achikema, Hakatona Ashera Martem Elai. Vayomar Elohim. Yachinka Bini. Elohim Yachinka Bini. Elohim. Be gracious to thee, my son. Elohim Yachinka Bini.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳስተሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
Shevi'i, here for the seventh aliyah, the seventh up offering up, the Shevi'i, the seventh reading for this Shabbat Niketz. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Genesis chapter 43, here at verse 30, for the Shevi'i, for the seventh aliyah. Why maher Yosefa, kia nika meru, rachemayo illa achiyo. Why yevagesh, liva kota, why yaboa ha hadra, why yevikah shama. And Yosef, and Joseph made haste. Why maher Yosef, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. Why maher Yosef kia nikamiru rachemayo illachiyo? Why bakesha livokota? Why yabo? Ha? Hadra, waya yevikh shama. And Yosef, and Joseph made haste for his heart yearned for his brother. Ki anikemerua rachamayo el achiyo. And he sought, waya bagesh, and he sought livokot. He sought where to weep. Wayabo ha hadara. And he entered into his chamber. Wayevik shama. Wayevik shama. And wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, Simu lachem, set on bread. Simu lachem, and they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, for the Egyptians, who did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, And the men marveled one at another, and he took messes to them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry and were merry and were merry and with, were merry and with, were merry and portions were taken to them from before him. But Benjamin's portion was five times so much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him, And here you hear Shema Yisrael, first book of Moshe, Genesis chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sacks. Mouth. Wayas av et asher ala beito lemor. Malaya et am techota ha nashim okel ashera yuka aluna se aita we sima kasefa isha b'fi am tachito. And he commanded the steward of his house, why is Ava etta asher al beito, saying lemor, malei fill, malei etta am te hot, fill sacks ha anashim, fill the men's sacks, okel asher yeuk alun, as much as they can carry. With seem kesef isha b'fi amitachito, and put every man's money, every man's silver. With seem kesef isha, and put every man's silver, every man's money b'fi Ametachito in his sack's mouth. We etta g'vi'a ha-kesefa tasima b'fi'a ametachata ha-katon. We etta kesefa shivoro, and put my goblet, the silver goblet, with etta g'vi'a ha-kesef, and put my goblet, my chalice, the silver chalice, tasima b'fi'a ametachata ha-katan, in the sack mouth of the youngest, with eta kasefa shivro, and his corn, kasef, his corn silver, his corn money, Wayasa ki devara Yosefa ashera divera, and he did according to the word that Yosef that Joseph had spoken. Vayasa kia devara Yosef Asher diver. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, fill the men's sacks of food as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth, and put my cup, my chalice, the silver cup, the silver chalice, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money. And he did according to the word that Yosef had spoken. And as soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and the asses. When they were gone out of the city, not yet far off, Joseph said to his steward, up, follow after the men. And when thou dost overtake them, say to them, wherefore? Why have y'all rewarded evil for good? Joseph said, Yosef Amara La Asher Al Veto. Joseph said to his steward, Kum Ridofa Achreha Nashim. Follow after the men. Redofa Achreya and when thou dost overtake them. Say to them, wherefore, why, lama, wherefore, why, lama, shia lametem ra'a tachatat ova, why have y'all rewarded evil for good? Lama shilametem ra'a tachata tova. Wherefore have y'all rewarded evil for good? For good. Is not this it in which Adoni drinketh, and whereby he indeed divineth? Ye y'all have done evil in so doing. Hello, Asher Ishte Adoni Abau, Whoa Nachem, Yeh Nachem Abau, Ha Ri Otam Asher Sitem. Is Not this in which Adoni drinketh, and whereby indeed he divineth. Hello, ze, Asher Yishte Adoni Bau. Who are Nachem, ye Nachem, Bo, and whereby indeed he divineth, who Nachem, ye Nachem, Bo, y'all have done evil in so doing. Do ha reotem asher sitem, and he overtook them, and he spake to them, same words, and they said to him, wherefore, why? Sayest Adoni? Why sayest my Adon these words? Halila, Elohim forbid that thy servants should do according to this thing. Sing. Why ya Sikem. Wayadabira Elehem Haeta Hadavarima Ha'el. And he overtook them and he spoke to them these words, these Devarim, ha Devarim Ha'el. Wayayomrua Elayo. And they said to him, Lama, Yedavera Hadonia Kadivarim Haele, wherefore, why, Lama Yedavera Adoni Kadivarim Haele,
Halila,
why? Speakers, wherefore, what? Lama. Yidaver Adoni, wherefore, why speakest my Lord, Kadvarim Ha'ele, such words like these, Chalila, far be it, Hashem forbid, Chalila, La Evadeka, Maya Isota Kadavara Hazeh. Far be it from thy servants that they should do such a thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought again to thee, to the eye, out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of thy Lord's house silver or gold? Hain kesef asher matzanu b'fi amita choteinu heishivonua eleka me areta knaan with eich niga nova mi baita adone kone ka kesef o zahab. Behold, the money which we found in our sack's mouth, we brought again to the eye out of the land of Canaan. How then should I and I steal out of the eyes Adon's, Adonikas, bait, house, silver, or gold? Aik Nignova, mi bait Adonika, Kesef, or Zahab? With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, let him die, and we and I also will be Adonis, bondmen, my Lord's bondmen. Ashera imatze ha'ito maya evadeka wa mate with kama nachnua. Nihyeh la Adoni la Vadin. With whomsoever of thy servants it be found, both let him die, and we and I also will be Adoni's bondmen. And he said, now also, that it according to your words, he with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye and y'all shall be blameless. Wayomer, and he said, now, also, Wayomer, dam, Wayomer, dam, atta, k'diva rekem. Ken hu asher yi matzeya ito yihyeh li aved wi atem tishiyua nikiyim. And he said, now also let it be according to your words. Vayomer dam ata k'diva rekem. Ken, who? Now also, let it be according to your
words.
Tam, ata, k'adiva, rekem, ken, who? Ashera, yitmatzei, aito, yihyehli, avid. He with whom it is found shall be my man, he shall be my servant, he shall be my bondman. With Atem Tihiyu Nikiyim, and ye and y'all shall be blameless. And they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched, and began at the eldest, and left at the youngest. And the cup and the chalice, the goblet, was found in Binyamin's and Benjamin's sack. Then they ripped their clothes, and laded every man his ass, and returned to the city. And hear, Shema Israel. Hear, the Maftir Le Ashkenazim, the Maftir reading for this Shabbat Mikates here. Genesis chapter 44, verse 14, for the Maftir Le Ashkenazim. Vayaboa Yehuda we echayoa betaha Yosefa Uhua Odeinu Sham. Vaya Yipulua Lifanayo Arzah. And Yehuda and his brethren came to Joseph's house. Vayabo Yehuda we echayoa betaha Yosef. And he was still there. Sham. And they fell before him on the ground. Waya yipulua li fanayo arzaha. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Maftir le Sephardim, the Maftir le Sephardim. Vayomer Allahem Yosef, Ma, Ha Ma Se Haze, Asher Sitem, Hallo, Ye Da Item Kia Nachem, Ye Nachem, Ish Asher Ka Amoni. And Joseph said to them, Vayomer lahem Yosef, what deed is this that y'all have done? Ma, ha, ma, is, haze, ma, ha, ma, is, haze. What deed is this that y'all have done? Ma ha ma is haze asher sitem hello aye da item ki nachim yinachim ish asher kamoni. Know y'all not that such a man as I will indeed divine. Hello, yedaitem ki nachem, yedaitem ish asher.
Kamoni, what y'all not that such a man as I can certainly divine? Hello, yidaitem ki nachim, yidnachim ish asher, kamoni. And Yehuda, and Judah said, what shall we? What shall we say to Adoni? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, I and I. Adoni, servants, both I and I, and also with whom the cup, the chalice, the goblet is found. Why Yomer Yehuda and Judah said, Ma nomar la Adoni, Ma nidaber, Hu ma nitzat adak, Elohim matza etta eon etevon evadeka hinenu. Evadim la Adoni kama enachnu kama asher nimsa ha'gavia b'yado. And Judah said, what shall we say to my Lord? Ma nomar la Adoni, what shall we speak? Ma nedaber, or how shall we clear ourselves? O ma nitzat adak ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, ha Elohim matza etta evon. Elohim hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Ha Elohim matza etta avona evadeka ka. Behold, hinenu evadim. Behold, we are my Lord's bondmen. He nenu evadim la Adoni gam enachnu gam asher nimsa ha gavia b'yado. Both we and he also in whose hand the cup is found. And he said, Far be it from me, Elohim forbid that I should do so. But the man in whose hand the chalice is found, he shall be my servant. And as for y'all, get you up in peace and shalom. Hotel. Get you up in peace, shalom, to your father. Vayomer chalila li, maya esota zot, haish asher nimsa. Ha agaviya b'yado hu yihyeh li aved wi atem elu lishalom illa avikem. Far be it from I. from
Halilal, Halilal, Halilal,
Halilal,
far be it from I, that I should do so. My esotzot, the man in whose hand the goblet, the chalice, the cup is found. Ha'ish asher nimsa ha'gaviya b'yado. Who shall be my bond man? Who yehli aved. But as for you, but as for y'all, what atem elu lishalom el avikem? Get you up in peace. Elu aliyah up. Aliyah up. Go up. Elu lishalom. Illa avikem. Get you up, aliyah up in shalom to your father. Il avikem, 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 avikem. And here for the fulfillment for this Shabbat, Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath at the end, Shabbat Miketz, Sabbath from the end, at the end, at the end, at the end. Kabur l'kalu, kabur adims, kabur l'haylu. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kabur l'avinu. Kabur l'melkeinu. Glory be to Einai Father, glory be to Einai King. Kabur l'kadamawi, hayla selasi. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Beshem, Yeshua HaMoshiach. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Ve'imru. Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratah b'debrehim Haneamarim b'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Book of 1 Kings, chapter 7, verse 40 to verse 50. Besama Abba Walet Mephesa Kadus Ahadumak. And Haram made the lavers and the shovels and the basins. So Haram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars the two bowls of the chapters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of pomegranates for one network, to cover the two bowls of the chapters that were upon the pillars, and 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins and all the vessels which Hiram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them in the clay ground between Sukkot and Zartan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceeding many. Neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the lampstands of pure gold, five on the right side and five on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the centers of pure gold and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Ketamawe Haile Shalasi Nugus Niges Ethiopia, Yeshua Shalom. Book of the Prophets, Book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 7. Besama'ab wa walimafasaka du sahadu amlak. Be silent, O all flesh, before Yahweh Buruku, Lifnei Yahweh, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. And he showed me Yahshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And Yahweh Buruku said to Satan, Yahweh rebuke thee, O Satan, even Yahweh that have chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Yahshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake to those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of Yahweh stood by. And the angel of Yahweh protested to Yahshua, saying, Thus saith Yahweh Zebaot Buruku, Yahweh of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Hear now, O Yahshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Yahshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes, and behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith Yahweh Zebaot Buruku, and I will remove the iniquity of that land one day. In that day, saith Yahweh Zebaot Buruku, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said to me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick, all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it.
and the seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my master? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said to me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my master. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, This is the word of Yahweh Buruku to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith Yahweh Zerubbabel Buruku. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, Favor, favor to it. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Ketamawe Hai, the Shalasi, Nurus, Nagesa, Etopia, the Sengitachim, and Hanatachim, Yeshua.
Speaking the identical, trying to live Levitical, from the metaphysical, primordial to physical. Ketamawi Hale Selassie, he is the literal. Lying from the tribe of Judah, you can say it's scriptural. Yeah, smoking with the mystical, getting to the magic of this product that I'm hitting now. Anything that was shut before was open now. When I close my eyes to prayer, off in a loud, or off in a cloud. There is something going down.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 through 13. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who he be, the one. Romans, chapter 10. The apparent failure of the promises to Israel explained by their unbelief. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Achai, chepet lebabi utifilati leElohim ba'ad Israel asher yewasheu. Ki mi'id ani aleihem shemakanim leElohim abal lo bedat. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Elohim. For Mashiach, for Christ, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness that is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that is of faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Mashiach down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Mashiach again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Ha Adon Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord, Adon Ahad, over all is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, khaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the heart of all man forever.
Yes, yes, yes. The 10th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong Me Cates. Right here, this first day, this eighth day. Let's seal up for the eighth day right here, here, here. Here the fire offerings right here. The last of the princes, the five last princes, they give their offerings right here, here, here.
Yes, on the eighth day, offered Gamaliel the son of Pedazur, prince of the children of Manasseh. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, prince of the children of Benjamin, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Abidan, the son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, prince of the children of Dan, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, the son of Ochran, prince of the children of Asher, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, prince of the children of Naphtali, offered. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan, 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 the son of Enan. This was the dedication of the altar, 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 in the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel, 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 the princes. 12 charges of silver, 12 silver bowls, 12 spoons of gold, each charger of silver weighing 130 shekels, each bowl 70, all the silver vessels weighed 2,400 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. The golden spoons were 12, full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece after the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the spoons was 120 shekels. All the oxen for the burnt offering were 12 bullocks, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12 with their meat offering, and the kids of the goats for sin offering 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of the peace offerings were 24 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goat 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar after that it was anointed. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of testimony, from between the two cherubim, the two cherubim, and he spake unto him, 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 spake unto him. Chapter 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, when thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And Aaron did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against the candlestick, as the Lord commanded Moses. And this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold. Unto the shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof, was beaten work. According unto the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses, so he made the candle. 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 He made the candle.
And here we got the eighth day's reading. Some go over the spot a little, but here in tune with that, sealing up the eighth day. It's Almighty Light right here. It's the classic tune by Wayne Jarrett right here for the Hanukkah. Yes, I like.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevir. Hanukkah Sameach, happy Hanukkah. And hear, from the fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 7, for the seventh day of Hanukkah. A comparison of a mother's and father's affections. In this chapter are some mountain peaks of eloquence. Then O reason of the sons, Lord, over the passions, Ha'adon Adonai, over the passions. O religion, O Haimanot, O living faith, true faith, that was dearer to the mother than her children. The mother having two choices before her, Haimanot, the living faith, true religion, and the present saving alive of her seven sons according to the tyrant's promise. Love rather true religion, Haimanot, living faith, which saveth to eternal life according to Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God. Oh, how may I express the passionate love of parents for children. We stamp a marvelous likeness of our souls, our nefesh, our psyche, and of our shape on the tender nature of the child. And most of all, through the mother's sympathy with her children being deeper than the father's. For women are softer of soul, of nefesh, of psyche than men. And the more children they bear, the more do they abound in love for them. But of all mothers, she of the seven sons abounded in love beyond the rest, seeing that having in seven child bearings felt maternal tenderness for the fruit of her womb, for the fruit of her matrix, and having been constrained because of the many pangs in which she bore each to a close affection, she nevertheless, through the fear, through the reverence, through the respect of Elohim, the true good, the true God, rejected the present safety of her children. And more than that, through the moral beauty and goodness of her sons and their obedience to HaTorah, to John's law, John's direction, John's instruction, her maternal love for them was made stronger, for they were just and temperate and brave and great-souled and lovers of each other and of their mother in such manner that they obeyed her in the keeping of HaTorah, in the keeping of the law, even to death. But nevertheless, though she had so many temptations to yield to her maternal instincts, in no single instance did the dreadful variety of tortures have power to alter her reason. But the mother urged each son separately and all together to die for their true religion, their Haimanot, their living faith. Oh, holy island nature and parental love and yearning of parents for offspring and wages of nursing and unconquerable affection of mothers. The mother, seeing them one by one racked and burned, remained unshaken in soul and nefesh and psyche for Haimanot, the true religion, the true spirituality sake. She saw the flesh of her sons being consumed in the fire, and the extremities of their hands and feet scattered on the ground, and the flesh covering torn off from their heads right to their cheek, strewn about like masks. Oh, mother, who now knew sharper pangs than the pangs of labor. Oh, woman, alone among women, the fruit of whose womb was perfect hymenote, perfect living faith. Thy firstborn, giving up the ghost, did not alter thy resolution, nor thy second, looking with eyes of pity on thee, I, under his tortures, nor thy third, breathing out his spirit, breathing out his iris. Neither didst thou weep when thou beheldest the eyes of each amid the torment, looking boldly on the same anguish, and sawest in their quivering nostrils the signs of approaching death. When thou sawest the flesh of one son being severed after the flesh of another, and hand after hand being cut off, and head after head being flayed, and corpse cast upon corpse, and the place crowded with spectators on account of the tortures of thy children, thou sheddest not a tear. Not the melodies of the sirens, nor the songs of swans with sweet sounds do so charm the hearer's ears. Oh, yes, I. That was actually chapter 7. You know, the item heard that earlier right here. Here's what we chapter 8, kind of like summary. We're going to have to keep that for like the Monday podcast. Apology, brothers and sisters, not to go through chapter 7, but chapter 8 is a better fulfillment. So if you can check out chapter 8, try to go out with a Rhema tune right here. For the Hanukkah, something up, full, and bright after coming through the Maccabee fight and being victorious. So right here, keeping it lit. Let's see, Rock of Ages, spin them. Who can tell? Let's go with Rock of Ages. Yes, I, Rastafari. I and I, Rock of Ages. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you. Mataris, where the free are fettered, wake the echoes of the song, where ye may be scattered. You're the message, Syrian, that the time is nearing, which will see you all men free, tyrant disappearing, which will see you all men free, tyrant.